Yeah, I know we aren't supposed to be back here. Doesn't that make it better, though? Come on, you know this whole party is pretty shady. I mean, who holds a party in a deconsecrated church that's in this condition? I love the atmosphere, but it looks like it's gonna collapse if they turn up the bass too much. Look, I snuck off with you because you seemed adventurous, okay? I'm up for, stuff. But I want it to be really naughty, like on an altar or something. If you're gonna worry like this, we can just go back. Good. I knew that I wasn't wrong about you. Don't worry, I'll protect you. Oh, wow. Look what's behind this curtain. Oh, it's stairs down. This is it, I'm sure. Let's go. Do I know why this place was deconsecrated? I mean, don't they do that every time they close a church? Yeah, I know. I mean, it's just a rumor, but I did hear why the church closed. Well, there was a scandal. Yeah, I know. Super surprising, right? But this was especially bad. The priest who ran this place, he was a young guy, one of those goody-goody up-and-comers. Ambitious. Wanted to be pope or some shit one day. Yeah, so a kid comes forward and he tells her parents a story about him. Pretty standard, right? But she didn't say that he touched her or anything. No, he's been nothing but polite and appropriate. Educational, even. She says that he taught her special prayers, weird Latin psalms and things with names like Andres and Pilum. He denied it and laughed it off. He showed everybody an old demonology book that he had left over from his days at the seminary and insists that she must have seen it in there. No one claims anything criminal happened in any case, and the church had much bigger scandals to deal with. So the priest gets on with his life, holds midnight masses for the poor, feeds the homeless, all that kind of shit. Then the kids start disappearing. Yeah, you remember that. Like 7 kids in 5 months. All of them went to this church at one time or another. One of them is the little girl from before. A detective remembers the priest earlier and interrogates him in the rectory. The priest flips out, stabs a detective like 17 times, and runs away. The detective manages to shoot him on the back on the way out. Twice. So the detective survives, right? But barely. The priest is never found, although it's clear that he lost a lot of blood from the evidence. The bodies are found in the basement of the church, all preserved perfectly, no smell or anything. The church cuts their losses and closes. The priest is gone, presumed dead. Very dark stuff. Yeah, I like you. Normally, I freak people out with all my true crime talk. It's kind of an obsession. I'm sorry about what I said earlier. I know it's weird to sneak into an old church basement, but honestly, it really turns me the fuck on. Oh, yeah, you too? Oh, God, it's always nice to find a fellow freak. Jesus, these stairs are long. What are we, like 50 feet below the street now? What the hell would they keep down here? Ooh, this door, it's scary. It doesn't look like it should be in a church. It's more like a prison? Oh my God. Okay, well, maybe not God. How did the police miss this place? I'd say that's like pretty clearly satanic. The giant goat-headed statue and the rusty altar kind of gives it away. You want to fuck me here? Aren't you terrified? Oh, fuck. You are ready to go, aren't you? Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty turned on too. Like, I know it's sick, a little twisted, but like, I think I need you inside me. How do you want me? Oh, on the altar? Yeah, no, I'll do it. Let me just, I don't think this is rust. I think this is dried blood. Hey, you don't need to be so rough. Oh, fuck, you're strong. Yeah, rip my jeans down. Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, this is hot. Oh, yes, I fucking want it. I'll beg for it if you want. Please, please. Oh, fuck. God, that hurts. No, no, no. Keep going. I need it. I need it like this. Harder, you fucking cocksucker. What? Yeah, I'm a slut. I'm your little sacrificial slut. Oh, God. Will you take my arm behind my back and... Fuck. That hurts. Fuck. Yeah, it's so good. Fuck. You're pushing my face in the altar. Fuck. I can't breathe. Fuck me, bastard. Oh, fuck. Someone else is gonna finish me. I don't understand. I mean, I'm up for like threesomes, but I'm not sure about surprises, especially not down here. Especially not that ugly fucking statue. Oof. Goat's head and breasts and clawed hands and the fucking huge cock. What kind of stone is that, anyways? What do you mean, there is no statue? It's right there. It's moving. Why is it moving? It's got my arm. Don't just stand there, please. Please help. Please push me back. God damn it. Did you plan this? You motherfucker. I'll fuck you. Oh, fuck.
Unholy seed. Sacrifice me on the altar again.